Biden administration denies biological reality, issues first passport with ex-gender option. By Catherine Hamilton on October 27, 2021. The U.S. Department of State, which recently admitted to stranding even more Americans in Afghanistan than previously reported, proclaimed on Wednesday that the United States issued its first passport with an ex-gender designation. According to a report from the Associated Press, the action marks a milestone for the rights of people who do not identify with their biological reality. The ex-gender designation feature is expected to be offered on a wider scale by next year. At State Dept continues to take steps to demonstrate our commitment to promoting the freedom, dignity, and equality of all people, including LGBTQ+ U.S. citizens, State Department spokesperson Ned Price tweeted on Wednesday morning. According to the Associated Press report, the passport recipient, Dana Zeem of Fort Collins, Colorado, has been in a legal battle with the government since 2015 after being denied a passport. Zeem is intersex, meaning they were born with both sexual characteristics, and has been fighting for a more accurate gender designation. In June, the department announced that it was developing a third gender marker for not just intersex individuals, but also non-binary and gender non-conforming people, though it said the process would take time while the department updates its computer systems, according to the report. In addition, a department official said the passport application and system update with the X designation option still awaited approval from the Office of Management and Budget, which signs off on all government forms. The department now also allows applicants to self-select their gender as male or female, no longer requiring them to provide medical certification if their gender did not match that listed on their other identification documents. The Biden administration and Democrats across the country have repeatedly prioritized scrapping biological reality in favor of woke gender ideology, even at the expense of actual girls and women. Just last week, the State Department marked International Pronouns Day. Republicans blasted the move, calling out the department for misguided priorities and hypocrisy. Notably, the State Department also prioritized the LGBT agenda by flying a pride flag at the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan, just a few months before the country fell to Taliban terrorists.